Moon has a unique look, in part because of the models that we used, which is very much a technique that was sort of pioneered and used a lot back in the 70s. Practically, it was more cost-effective than going a pure CG route, but I actually prefer the look, and I've always preferred the look. I've used that in commercials quite a lot. And there's something about blending a real practical live-action element and then building on top of that that I think gives you a much more interesting and deep-looking image than you get if you just completely create something from on a computer screen.
So this is Sam being angry. Yeah. He's really pissed
angry
off.
Angry Sam.
He's thumping the dashboard. She had it down as Sam 1, terrified.
I just want to point out, I can actually animate. You're not seeing it in this.
My concept artist, Gavin Rothery, and I have been working together for absolutely years now. And we've got a bit of a sort of a shorthand when we're working together, sort of knowing what it is that we want. And knowing the same references and having the same experiences growing up. We're roughly the same age. We saw pretty much the same films when we were growing up, and we know, and we both loved the same stuff. I think between the two of us, we had a very practical sense of what the base needed to be. And there was something that Sid Mead used to do, who designed Blade Runner, which always seemed perfectly, you know, logical to me, which was that everything that was in the film, even if you don't ever see it in any particular detail, the designer needs to know how it works in that world. And we've tried to do the same. We tried to make sure that all the vehicles and all the equipment do actually serve their purpose within the world of the film.